This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here and ready to roll. Here's what I tell everyone. For another hour of What's on Your Mind. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. What's your consensus from last hour, Kev?
It's a big old land with
on the questions of, if not Trump, who?
Happiness ain't out.
VP. What's your bottom line? We're a lot of input from our listeners.
On the if not Trump, who? The answer is no one. I'm staying home. The eventual vice president, I think DeSantis wins that hands down. I think for the if you're going against Joe Biden, the idea of a Trump DeSantis ticket for the GOP is like lunch at the Waldorf, baby.
It's sort of like
that is the dream. That is the dream team.
It's like finished the job.
Yes.
Of draining the swamp and have the future.
And if they were smart and they are playing chess, which they were told they are, that's what I would be planning in the back room. I mean, in the war room. That's what I would be putting together. That is the dream team, man. That is the that's the 92 Olympic team. That's the Jordan Olympic basketball team. And it doesn't matter who they put up. And it won't be Biden. They'll get crushed. Because there's some DeSantis, someone like DeSantis brings to that ticket a level of calm, you know, a level of maybe a guy that can, that, you know, isn't Pence, isn't a go-along guy, can tell Donald Trump, hey, dude, you know, come on.
Well, one thing that's clear to me.
I think they'd make a great team.
Ron DeSantis is not liked as a front runner, as the presidential candidate.
And I love the texter that said, that sets us up. For 4 years for Trump to finish his second term.
I agree.
And 12 years of that learned lesson that DeSantis will get in prepping him for the next 8.
But isn't it odd that if the question is Trump DeSantis, overwhelmingly it's Trump.
Yes.
But there's a few people playing chess saying Trump DeSantis is the way to go. Because the dislike for DeSantis, I haven't been able to sort that out. I don't know why there is so much dislike for Ron DeSantis, other than hey, we just want Trump. But you're right. The pairing is something very intriguing that came out of that.
Well, so I think DeSantis would learn the things that he needs to maybe learn about, you know, what works and what doesn't work in his limited time in government.
Appreciate all your input on it. It was a fun little conversation today, for sure. We're brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? That is true. Find out more about that at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Bottom of the hour, we got a Cornell law professor who has broke a big story about a summer research program at the University of Minnesota that is restricted to non-white applicants only. Yeah. You got the Minnesota fight song ready to go? We have to change the words a little bit. All that pomp and circumstances.
Yeah, roll the boat, yeah.
Yeah.
Rougher, unless they're white.
Unless you're white, like, yeah.
I think I'm rewriting it. Minnesota, hats off to thee, unless you're white. To our fathers, true we will ever be, unless you're white.
Right, yeah.
True and strong and united, are we, unless you're white?
Stay tuned for that story.
I mean, come on.
Coming up on What's on Your
really?
Mind. Right now, I want to welcome back to the program North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley, who is armed with the latest year of statistics on crime in North Dakota to talk about today. Drew, welcome back. How are you? I'm not hearing Drew, Daniel. Okay, hey, Drew, how are you?
Are you there?
I can hear you now. How are you?
I think he has us on mute.
Hello?
Drew, can you hear us now?
I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. How are you?
There you go.
Okay, doing well. Thanks for the opportunity to join you and your listeners today. We announced the crime statistics, the 2022 crime statistics, the yearly announcement. You know, last year was my first year in office as Attorney General, and pointed out that there's a years-long trend in the wrong direction when it came to violent crime, firearms violence, and associated matters. And we've had some discussions on that in the session. Well, here we are. You know, the years-long climb of violent crime, crimes against the person, and including robbery, all continuing on the uptick, and it's going in the wrong direction, and we've got to address it.
Explain to me, for the purposes of this conversation, what violent crime includes.
Well, we put in, there's a whole host of crimes, obviously, that are being factored together, but we list them all in our crime report. You've got homicide, negligent homicide, rape, robbery, aggravated assault, things along those lines that people think of traditionally as violence toward another individual. And then, for whatever reason, the FBI doesn't put robbery on that. Well, robbery is by definition the taking of the property of another by the use of force from their person. It is absolutely a crime of violence against the person. So we rightly put that in our statistics. And we made that notation in the last couple of years, but in the future we're just going to include that right in the number because we want this to be transparent and easily digestible so people can look at it and answer the question for themselves whether we're heading the right or the wrong direction when it comes to this violent crime. And we see it again and again. We better get to the bottom of it because I said, we still our state is overall safe. We know that. But also, you got to just turn on the radio any morning or read paper, look around, talk to men and women in uniform, and we all know what's going on. We got 30 homicides in the state of North Dakota last year. That's up a dramatic amount from the previous year of 13. Now, will that continue up above 30? And then this year, we sure hope the heck not. But the trend lines are just clear as day, and they're going in the wrong direction, as we say. We're going to start a new statistic next year, too, and because it's important for the public to know this. We're going to be reporting to the public in the years ahead what number of these crimes are being committed by individuals who are being released early on parole by our DOCR. What number? What number of people are being released early on parole and then are committing additional violent and other crimes? And so we're going to be keeping that data up ahead, too. Our policymakers need to know this information, Scott. The public needs to know this information. Our state attorneys who do the prosecuting around the state, every county's got its own state attorney, and they're responsible for the criminal prosecutions. And they all need to know this. The judges, when they're making sentencing, they need to know this information. And we're going to make it our job to just continue to highlight it. And I know it's not feel-good news, but it's fact-driven, it's specific, and the people of our state need to know that in the last year, murder is up 76%, negligent manslaughter is up 30%, kidnapping is up 30%, rape is up 11%, robbery is up 16%, aggravated assault up 10%, and the list goes on, arson up 5%. So they need to know these things and then demand things of their policymakers and of our system, of the court system, and of the system of incarceration.
Why is violent crime up in your estimation?
Well, I mean, a lot of it's being driven by the drug trafficking trade. A lot of it is being driven by that. And a lot of it, I believe, is being driven by we are letting violent criminals out of prison too quickly. We're letting them out early on parole. They're going out and they're recidivating. They're committing those offenses again. I don't think we're getting long enough sentences when it comes to violent criminals. I think that's a big driver. But the drug trafficking trade and then one of the piece of legislation we were pushing in this session, we got derailed by a handful of House members at the end. We had overwhelming support in the Senate, was sentences, consecutive sentences when people committed violent offenses with a firearm. So if someone raped a woman and they used a firearm during that rape assault, they would get sentenced on the rape and then an additional sentence because they used a firearm to intimidate the woman or what have you. Or if they committed an aggravated assault using a firearm, same thing. He gets sentenced on the aggravated assault, and then a consecutive sentence. And we had overwhelming support in the Senate because they understood we need to protect the public, and you protect the public by incarcerating these people. They create the best statistic. It is zero. They can commit zero violent offenses when they are incarcerated. And I think we've got to be much more serious about that. And I know I am. Our administration is. We have many prosecutors across the state who joined us, and there were a handful who did not. And then we had a small number, a handful of House members, that derailed this legislation. They gutted it in committee. We battled back. We got it back to get before the House, and they derailed it again. I went on your show, Scott. I walked through how that had happened. I named the members. They took to the floor of the House and were squawking about the Attorney General is weaponizing the media. Well, not weaponizing the media, but letting the public know. Here's how your elected officials voted on this piece of legislation. And I'm going to do that again and again and again throughout this process because
it makes sense.
There needs to be daylight.
It is, and I think the public is with you on that. Hold tight. We'll continue this chat on the other side of the break with Drew Wrigley. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local, locally owned, locally serviced. High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Bramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The show where I make Kevin hungry.
You already, I'm good. I got Swedish meatballs in Glendon today.
Yeah, you,
I knew that.
You're in on that. Swedish meatballs there. Valley City has Swedish meatballs or lasagna. Swedish meatballs or cheesy sausage. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. That sounds really good, too. Bacon cheeseburger hot dish, 12th Avenue and I-29. Lasagna downtown location of PetroServe USA on NP Avenue. Ham, scallop potatoes on 45th Street in Fargo. home cook and grab-and-go convenience at a PetroServe USA near you. Friday, we'll be live from the PetroServe USA in Harwood.
Can I give a shout-out to the 4 for $4, you know, because of inflation? It's that you could. The 4 for $6 is back. That is still the best deal anywhere as a default.
Yeah.
The 4 for $6 now. Personal pan, couple of cookies, 20-ounce soda, $6.
Great deal.
All day, every day.
Great deal.
Thanks for bringing that back.
Back with Attorney General Drew Wrigley today, talking about violent crime trends in North Dakota and the Attorney General's request of the legislature, which the Senate agreed with and the House passed on, of mandatory minimum sentences for certain violent crimes. You talked about adding a new statistic next year to have an idea of how many criminal acts were committed by those released early on parole. Any rough idea of what that number is? Are we going to be alarmed by that number?
When I talked with my friends in uniform, law enforcement officers across the state, and I actually had a meeting this morning in one of our divisions, as I was talking with a couple of former parole and probation officers as well as part of another discussion. We hear that it's up in the, they're just guessing. They're saying 75-80%. You talk to people in uniform, they'll tell you, oh gosh, we see the same people over and over. I think actually, you know, I've talked to several judges, in the last couple months too. They're supportive, many of them, because they'll say, all of a sudden I've got some guy standing in front of me, getting sentenced on a new crime, and I thought I sentenced him to 8 years in prison 3 years ago. I've got state attorneys and assistant state attorneys who are telling me they're starting to compile some of this and watch this more closely too. We've got some stalwart, you know, from some of our most important counties, state attorneys working right there hand in glove with us, and we appreciate it. Julie Lawyer in Burley County. Phenomenal colleague and partner on all of this, supporter of this type of legislation. Haley Wamstead up in Grand Forks County, Kelly Cole up in Walsh County, and the list goes on. And you know, they've been really supportive, and we appreciate that because that's where the prosecutions get done in the state, right? I mean, it gets done at the county level by the elected state's attorneys and their offices. And the public is interested, you know, does their state's attorney support this legislation or not? One of the criticisms that was lodged during the session was interesting by some of the opponents of this said, oh, it's too complicated. They're like, oh, this is a complicated bill. And they're going on and on and on. I laughed. One day I said, we literally did a mirror image of the federal legislation that under which I used for 10 years as United States attorney. And we had state attorneys calling us all the time with their most violent offenders in their community saying, will you please take on this case? Will you take this gun violence case from our community? Will you take this? Because, you know, we know that your sentences will be lengthy. And in the federal system, they have to serve the time. And that was our bill here, too. We made them truth in sentencing, right? They had to serve 85%. And that's, they could get 15% off for good time to incentivize good behavior when they're in prison. But they'd have to serve 85% of it. I'll tell you, the people at DOCR and a couple other, boy, they really had a problem with that. Well, the public doesn't have a problem with that.
What is the main argument against this?
Well, what they would say to us was that, if we have to have that hanging over their head, all that extra time to incentivize good behavior. I mean, so, you know, on average, I guess people in uniform will tell you, well, they're getting out about 25% of the time. They serve about 25% of the time. And they go, and then they would tell you, the bureaucrats would say, well, we need that time hanging over their head to incentivize good behavior. Well, my gosh, I guess to that I would answer, why send them to prison at all? Just have time hanging over their head, I guess. Hey, listen, folks, this is not rocket science. I'm all for mental health, resources on mental health, drug addiction, alcoholism, things that drive recidivism. I'm a partner. I will partner with anyone on those matters, and I've offered that. And no one has taken me up on that, interestingly enough. But some people, violent criminals, need to be extracted from the community for a certain period of time. They have to be punished, and they have to be incapacitated to be away from the community. Our communities deserve that. They deserve that protection. These crime trends have been going up for many years. And we need to nip it in the bud. We still have something to protect our communities. We live in the greatest state in the nation, for sure.
But a couple other questions here that have come in. One question is a statement, I guess. Crime is related to open borders. Do you believe it is?
I think that nationally, for sure, you see that. I don't hear it as much here in North Dakota. It hasn't quite touched on us as much. But nationally, there's not any question about it. The crime data will bear that out. Here in North Dakota, I was asked that question yesterday, too. Here in North Dakota, we don't see it as much of a problem. I mean, it's a problem. I mean, the open borders, people coming across into our country illegally, is a national security and law enforcement nightmare. Because the people are coming in who are, too often they were let out of a prison or they're wanted for crimes in another country or something else too often. Obviously not all the time the case, but they're here illegally. Yes, that is in its own problem, but I just wanted to be clear about it. That's not what we see statistically as driving this mainly in North Dakota, but it is certainly a matter of concern. And our federal government needs to be our partner in that. They need to close down that border and ensure that the people coming into this country are coming here because they've got the right intentions coming into the United States, or they've got an opportunity to come and add to the American dream, right? I mean, that's been the promise of the nation.
Here's another question. Does Drew have jurisdiction of the Fargo School Board and school board president insisting that the board must not follow the new state law about public school teachers informing the parents of transgender conversations and issues with a student? I'm sure you've heard, but 1522, bill passed.
Yeah.
The Fargo School Board saying they're not going to comply. Who has jurisdiction on that issue?
Yeah, I mean, if the state's attorney has the first-line jurisdiction, but it's a matter of concern to us, of course, in that, it's a matter that the legislature we've got applicable laws and oversight, and one of the challenges that you see in the communities is there is an overlapping, there's federal law and there's state law, and federal law trumps that because of the supremacy clause of the Constitution. And that has to be sorted out. I thought those comments were really unfortunate, and I would guess maybe intended differently, because I would hope that we're not going to openly fall out and intentionally violate any laws. I think the more nuanced the response should be, there are competing legal requirements here. We need to sort them out, and they do need to be sorted out. And they've got lawyers working on their behalf, and I hope that they're working to do that. I hope there would be some clarification, because it's never the answer to blow out the law.
Yeah.
But that seems to be
what they're in giving us some indication that they plan to do. But I think
saying they're going to break it and breaking it, though, maybe.
Well, the advice is good. Just figure it out. Drew, thanks for the time today. Good luck on continuing to push for tougher sentences. Appreciate your time.
Well, we appreciate yours. We appreciate the people who have joined.
Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily.
Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced he will launch his presidential bid with Elon Musk tonight on Twitter. Musk added this is a first-time ever event and there will be an unscripted question-and-answer session afterwards. DeSantis and presidential candidate Donald Trump lead the ever-growing GOP field for 2024. Elon Musk.
We'll be interviewing Ron DeSantis, and he has quite an announcement to make.
GOP national debt negotiators say a significant gap remains between Republicans and Democrats as they discuss raising the debt ceiling. Republican lawmaker Patrick McHenry says the fundamental issue of spending still remains, while Representative Garrett Graves told reporters that until the White House recognizes that it is a spending problem, there will continue to be issues with the negotiations. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Heck have you done here?
Chili Peppers, baby.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they just rocked the Fargo Dome two or three weeks ago. Still got game, those boys.
It's me or we had like an unbelievable amount of concerts here lately. Holy buckets.
And more coming. Willie's at Blue Stem tonight, second night.
Yeah.
90 years old.
Wasn't last night the second night?
Was it last night? Oh, yeah. Yep, that's right. Yep,
last night was the second night.
Yep.
Yeah.
And on the road again. He never left the road.
Chicago the night before him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great summer for shows.
Let me surprise you that I have this knowledge. Lil Wayne.
Oh, wait a minute. When's that?
It already was.
Did you get your front row?
You didn't know?
No, I missed that one.
Yeah. I don't know how I know that, but I do know that.
We're taking the young son to Motley Crue, Def Leppard, and Alice Cooper for my birthday in August. He wanted to go, so I said, let's go.
But it's for your birthday.
Yeah, my birthday. And I said, he wanted to go. I said, well, let's. So the wife said, all right. Well, I'll take it. It's my birthday present. Kids into the classic rock and the 80s stuff. Wants to see him.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
A lot of them are.
I saw Def Leppard at the Fargo Dome long time ago.
I was there with you. Well, I wasn't with you, but I was in the same building.
Yeah.
At the same show.
It's a big dang deal. Hey, Gateway Building Systems, really understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. They're the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., so they do this better than anybody. Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and a whole lot more. They've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's their mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on the Brock Solid Bins. Brock Solid Bins and discounts. That's something you want to get on right away. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com. It looks as though Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, is going to be speaking soon on the ongoing debt limit discussion that is going on with the White House. If we hear anything of noteworthy news there, we'll certainly pick that up for you and give you the information. So stay tuned for that coming up on the program momentarily. Also, we're waiting for William Jacobson, a Cornell law professor and founder of the Equal Protection Project, to join us on the program today. He broke a big story over the weekend regarding a summer research program at the University of Minnesota that is restricted to non-white applicants only. Sad to even say that somebody could think that's a way to run a university.
Hey, let's affirmative action, Scott. Affirmative action. Okay? Come on. That's the great Larry Elder. I mean, I've got on the list Candace, some of the great, I mean, amazing conservative people that have just seen out of the way of all of this. This all has got to stop. We are diverse. There is equality here. We don't need any equity. We need equal input. Okay? Or, you know, you're not going to get equal outcome. It's just got to stop. And to see that, I went, you know, did that surprise you, though, coming out of the U of M? It's terrible.
Martin Luther King.
Spinning in his grave.
Right, exactly.
Yes, truly. And you watch the, you see the videos, whatever platform you're on, they call them short form videos. I don't do TikTok. They always refer to them as TikTok videos, but they're on all different platforms and different names. I think Instagram calls them Reels or Facebook. You see so many people of color on there just saying enough. They're saying the same thing. Just stop this. We are content of character people. Get out and earn it.
Texture says, hey, Scott and Kevin, an interesting piece of information regarding programs' primary focus on race rather than on ability.
Yeah.
Our son was applying to medical schools last year. Most of the questions on the application for the University of Minnesota Medical School were questions regarding George Floyd.
Oh, come on. You're kidding.
That's unbelievable.
You're kidding.
Seriously.
It can't be.
Why would a medical school application have a majority of their questions be about George Floyd?
Come on.
Because that has a lot to do with how well you'll care for people, right?
Yeah, we'd like to fly the private jet here that we paid $12 billion for. What do you think about that? What happened to George Floyd?
I wonder if a person...
How does that relate?
I wonder if I can get that. I'd love to have a copy of that.
Oh, my gosh. That is just hard to believe. But then again, not really.
It's the University of Minnesota.
This is gonna be the death of us. This will be the end of it. This will be on. We eliminate qualifications and attaining greatness and, you know, championship mentalities and warrior mentality. Then that's it. Turn the lights off when we're done.
Unbelievable. Another listener says, related to our conversation with Attorney General Wayne Stengel, Drew Wrigley, our Department of Corrections are not working in the public's best interest, the best interest of inmates, and more importantly, getting them out of the system as quick as possible is their goal. Yeah, I mean, I get it if I'm the Department of Corrections and I have X amount of space and X amount of inmates, that my job is going to pick the individuals that I believe would be least likely to reoffend to send back into society. I get that. I mean, that's just real, right? When you've got a problem like that.
Yep.
On the other hand, I don't think they should be the ones deciding that.
Yep.
I think the prosecutors, the law enforcement officials that know darn well how many people they are, what's the phrase I'm looking for, coming across again.
Right.
Yeah, of crossing paths with again. There you go. Yeah. Crossing paths. So,
yeah.
Totally get what you're saying there.
You know, the U of M thing, going back in Minnesota, when I was growing up, my dad was a contractor. Short story, he had a minority contracting company with a guy named Kurt Miller. And Kurt Miller was a black man who was one of my dad's best friends. They would set aside a certain number of state contracts, the state of Minnesota, for minority contractors. And the minority of the company had to own 51% of it. My dad went to his friend, Buddy Kurt, and said, hey, you want to own 51% of this company? We can tap into 10-whatever percent of government contracts in the state of Minnesota. Made Kurt a rich man. And all because of the color of his skin. So that's been, I mean, they've been doing that, you know, and Kurt was already successful. He was already successful. He was a landscaping guy. I mean, it's like... but hey, they could, so they did.
Wow.
So there's a quick story on that in Minnesota. That was back in late 70s, early 80s.
We are pleased to welcome to the program William Jacobson, a Cornell law professor and the founder of the Equal Protection Project. which you can find out more about at equalprotect.org, on the story of a University of Minnesota summer research program that is restricted to non-white applicants only. University of Minnesota. Can't believe it. William, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
So tell me what you found. I mean, just bring me back in the beginning of how you came across this and your view of what's happening at U of M.
Yeah, so equalprotect.org focuses on fighting against discrimination done in the name of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And we're seeing a lot of that, not just on campuses, but elsewhere. Somebody sent us a tip about this program at the University of Minnesota that explicitly, not hiding it, explicitly excluded whites from the student summer program. And so we looked into it. Obviously, whenever we do these things, we document everything. We screenshot. We archive in case something gets changed. And then we filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Education Office of Civil Rights because this is illegal conduct. University of Minnesota receives tens of millions of dollars a year in federal funds. They're subject to the U.S. Department of Education civil rights rules. And so we filed that complaint. It then took off media-wise, and one of those media firestorms, a lot of major publications covered it. And now apparently the University of Minnesota is backing away from it unofficially, but they've changed the rules and they've changed the website. And so that's where we are. We had major university openly discriminating on the basis of skin color. And, you know, I'm happy that we were able to have some impact, although I don't think it's over by any means.
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, who decided that was a good idea, and are they aware of the law?
Yeah, I mean, that's the baffling thing here. All big universities, and even small ones, have massive bureaucracies devoted to supposedly preventing this very thing from happening. And nobody said, hey, maybe this isn't a good idea. Or maybe people internally said, well, we think this is justified because the discrimination is against white students. It's not against non-white students. And therefore, as part of this DEI philosophy, that maybe this is a good thing, which would be obviously more troubling than if it just slipped through the cracks. But I can't imagine something this big slipped through the cracks.
How big of a cancer is DEI in higher ed?
Well, it's really problematic. I mean, we follow this thing daily. It's a little depressing to see how broadly it has spread, but you can only fight each battle at a time. And so we're going around and challenging these practices. But it is a problem. It is a problem culturally and philosophically where we have replaced the ideal of the American Civil Rights Movement that started in the 60s, actually started earlier, but blossomed in the 60s. And for the rest of that century, the last century, the philosophy was every person is entitled to be treated as an individual without regard to skin color, that we're all, able to participate in the American process and the American dream, regardless of your skin color. That has morphed in the last 10 plus years into the concept that you are merely a proxy for your racial group. And the measure of racial justice is not whether you were treated fairly, but how your group performs relative to other groups. That's not what our tradition is. That is not what the civil rights movement was about. And it's extremely, extremely damaging. And University of Minnesota is a good example. You have white students at University of Minnesota excluded from this program based on their skin color. Those people did nothing wrong. Those people did not commit any sins, 100 years ago. So this is outright discrimination.
William Jacobson, a Cornell law professor, founder of the Equal Protection Project. Stay with us, if you would, through the break. We'll talk more about this at the University of Minnesota after a short time out. Sounds like University of Minnesota has been caught in this, in a summer research program for non-white applicants and changing their tune, but what's the next one they'll try and slip through? More after this.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover kinder care.
Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mike Lindell has the deals waiting for you. If you go to MyPillow.com and you click on the radio listener specials, there is literally a plethora of great gift-giving ideas. Remember that for graduates, the pillows, the towels, the robes, there's a lot of great gifts there. And you'll be like the belle of the ball. They'll remember that gift for a long, long time. Better than the same old, same old. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott to get the good deals. Got to use that promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. What do you got, Kev?
Well, I was thinking that we were just talking about all the stuff at U of M, and I thought, well, we could maybe just rewrite the rouser. I mean, here we go. Minnesota, hats off to thee, unless you're white, Minnesota colors, do we will ever be unless you're white. about. It's a work in progress.
Okay, so. Yeah, no, I like it. I like it.
Rougher if you're not white.
Right, exactly. William Jacobson, a Cornell law professor, the founder of Equal Protection Project at equalprotect.org, broke this story over the weekend regarding a summer research program at the University of Minnesota that was, I say was because they came to their senses now, restricted to non-white applicants only. I mean, have they totally fixed this, or there work to be done yet, William?
Well, we don't know. They've changed the website description sometime Tuesday. They changed, they swapped out different portions of the website for this program. It's no longer referred to as the internship for students of color. They've changed the eligibility requirements. You no longer have to be non-white. So it appears at least superficially they've changed, but there's been no announcement. There's no, that I'm aware of. There's been no public statement. There's been no acknowledgement that what they did is wrong. And there's been no promise that 6 months from now, when everybody's forgotten about it, they're not going to reinstitute this, and there's also no promise that they're not going to do it under the radar. It's one thing to change a website. It's another thing to change a practice. So certainly I am glad that they changed the website. I'm glad they're no longer advertising, in effect, this discriminatory, you know, program. But it remains to be seen how sincere it is.
You know what this is like, guys? I mean, this is like the NBA, Major League Baseball, Bud Light. Nobody thinking 10 seconds past another bad idea. You know, it's like, well, what happens? Well, we should do this. You know what we should do? We should make this just a, you know, a no white to, yeah, let's do it. And then we do it, and everybody, they don't think 10 seconds past that, going, well, what happens if that, it's against the law?
It's in their DNA.
What? You know?
Welcome to higher ed.
And you just, they just keep doing it and not learning the lesson from Bud Light and pro sports and the rest of it that realize that none of that works or matters.
Yeah, Professor Jacobson, this is just in their DNA, right? That's why you got to have the project you have, Equal Protect, just to keep an eye on all this, because this is just their default, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, people have careers. There are departments. There are administrative positions which are dedicated to advancing this agenda. So if you pay somebody to advance the agenda, they're going to advance the agenda. So there are states like Florida and to a lesser extent Texas, which are addressing the DEI bureaucracies in their, public universities. I'm certainly not saying we need to restrict what faculty can say in the classroom and things like that. But when you have an enormous bureaucracy devoted to perpetuating this, these are administrators. These are not faculty. What are you going to get? You're going to get something like just happened at the University of Minnesota, where they implement an openly racially discriminatory program, and nobody says a word. Nobody says, well, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. That's what's really so interesting here, is that it took an outside group from Rhode Island, okay, who got a tip about something in Minnesota to effectuate some change. It should have come internally, and I think they need to figure out why what they perceive as racial justice is not as perceived by most of the American public.
At a public institution, we might add. Taxpayer funded.
Yeah, at a public institution, because what we find all over the country is people are really upset about this, and it's not just white people. There, you know, are a lot of African Americans and other people who say this is not the way to do it. So, you know, when we challenged a similar program in the Providence public schools, where white teachers were being discriminated against in the hiring process, local black activists agreed with us. They said, yeah, we want more diversity, but that's not the way to do it. And that's where DEI has really taken us off track.
I want to ask you quickly.
They are doing the things that we are fighting against.
I want to ask you quickly before we let you go. We don't have much time here, but we had a listener talk about a son that was applying to medical schools last year and said most of the questions on the application for the University of Minnesota Medical School were questions regarding George Floyd. Why would a medical school application have a majority of their questions about George Floyd?
Yeah, well, we track these things, and medical schools, if you can believe it or not, are actually worse than most of higher ed. We have a separate website called criticalrace.org, which tracks these things. Medical schools are the worst. The medical school education has been completely captured by DEI. It's absolutely frightening. I mean, as frightening as this UMinnesota summer research program is, imagine doctors being trained to think that way. It's very, very troubling.
That is frightening. That's a great word.
That's for sure.
Oh, man.
Professor William Jacobson, Cornell Law Professor and founder of the Equal Protection Project, keep up the great work. Thanks for sharing the story with us today.
Great. Thank you.
You bet. All right, we're out of time. See you tomorrow on the program. DeSantis will be in. We'll have more of the debt debate and more tomorrow.
MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.